Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, July 10th, 2023, through Friday, July 14th, 2023. Monday, July 10th, 2023. St. Petersburg man who orchestrated multi-million dollar fraud scheme while on supervised release sent back to prison for theft of government property and money laundering. Matthew Walker Meredith was sentenced to 6 years in federal prison for theft of government money and money laundering. As part of his sentence, the court also entered an order forfeiting real property, 6 Mercedes-Benz vehicles, and $6,374,576.92, which represents the proceeds of the charged criminal conduct. Meredith previously pleaded guilty on March 24, 2023. According to court documents, in 2016, Meredith was sentenced in federal court to 3 years imprisonment and possession with intent to distribute ethanol, also known as Molly. While under federal supervision, Meredith began to submit claims for tax refunds for the Internal Revenue Service in the names of entities under his control. In 1 6-month period, Meredith submitted 5 claims to the IRS, seeking in excess of $170 million. Each claim was false and fraudulent, in that Meredith falsified both his income and withholdings. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, July 11th, 2023. North Carolina owner pleads guilty to $4.7 million healthcare fraud scheme. Al-Jahad Shabazz pleaded guilty to healthcare fraud conspiracy and money laundering conspiracy for his role in a scheme that defrauded the North Carolina Medicaid program of more than $4.7 million. According to court records and other documents and court testimony, Shabazz was the owner and operator of Rain and Inspirations, LLC, RNI, a clinic that provided outpatient behavioral services in Greensboro and surrounding areas. Between 2017 and 2020, Shabazz conspired with other individuals to carry out an extensive healthcare fraud scheme involving the fraudulent submission of fake reimbursement claims to Medicaid for services that were never provided to Medicaid beneficiaries. Shabazz admitted in court that he obtained personal identifying information, PII, of Medicaid beneficiaries through community outreach programs, including football and mentoring programs, and misused the beneficiaries' PII to create and submit hundreds of fraudulent reimbursement claims and to receive payment for services that were never in fact provided by RNI. Over the course of the scheme, Shabazz used the beneficiary's PII to submit more than 1,500 fraudulent reimbursement claims to Medicaid. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, July 12, 2023. Bookkeeper is sentenced to prison for embezzling more than $1.35 million from employer. Danny Dale Tremble was sentenced to serve 41 months in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release, and to pay restitution in the amount of $1,639,659.99. According to court documents and court proceedings, from October 2013 to December 2021, Tremble executed a scheme to embezzle and defraud his Asheville-based employer, Azalea Management and Leasing, Inc., Azalea. Tremble worked at Azalea as an accountant and, in that capacity, had access to the company's bank accounts and accounting records. Over the course of the scheme, Tremble reportedly misused his access to Azalea's bank accounts to embezzle company funds, which he used to pay off personal credit cards and to cover personal expenditures, including lavish hotel stays, dining, and shopping. Tremble also used company funds to purchase a camper, a boat, a trailer, a pickup, and to buy multiple firearms. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, July 13th, 2023. Russian national arrested and charged with conspiring to commit Lockbit ransomware attacks against U.S. and foreign businesses. Ruslan Magomedovich Astemirov was charged by criminal complaint for his alleged involvement in deploying numerous Lockbit ransomware and other cyber attacks against victim computer systems in the United States, Asia, Europe, and Africa. According to a criminal complaint obtained in the District of New Jersey from at least as early as August 2020 to March 2023, Astemirov allegedly participated in a conspiracy with other members of the Lockbit ransomware campaign to commit wire fraud and to intentionally damage protected computers and make ransom demands through the use and deployment of ransomware. Specifically, Astemirov allegedly directly executed at least five attacks against victim computer systems in the United States and abroad. Since around January 2020, Lockbit actors have executed over 1,400 attacks against victims in the United States and around the world, issuing over $1 million in ransom demands and receiving at least as much as tens of millions of dollars in actual ransom payments made in the form of Bitcoin. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Friday, July 14th, 2023. California County Organized Health System and three healthcare providers agreed to pay $68 million for alleged false claims to California's Medicaid program. Santa Barbara San Luis Obispo Regional Health Authority, doing business as SenCal Health, Cottage Health System, Sansum Clinic, and Community Health Centers of the Central Coast, have agreed to pay a total of $68 million to resolve allegations that they violated the False Claims Act and the California False Claims Act by submitting or causing the submission of false claims to Medi-Cal related to Medicaid adult expansion under the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. The four settlements resolve allegations that SenCal, Cottage, Sansum, and CHC knowingly submitted or caused the submission of false claims to Medi-Cal for enhanced services that were purportedly provided to adult expansion Medi-Cal members by Cottage between January 1, 2014 and June 30, 2016, and Sansum and CHC between January 1, 2015 and January 30, 2016, and by certain other healthcare providers between January 1, 2014 and January 30, 2016. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2023.
This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs.
Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us for more information regarding our current certification offerings.